Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Something that came up in the debate around replacing Obamacare, which, and I'm not going to discuss the merits of replacing Obamacare or what they're replacing it with. That's not the point of this. But there was an argument that came up and it was presented saying, you know, if maybe people didn't buy smartphones or didn't spend their money on high-end smartphones, they could afford, you know, quality healthcare with the plan that the Republicans are, you know, putting forth, which I'm not going to argue the merits of that. I'm going to argue that that smartphones are essential, I think. They are for, certainly for me, right? I mean, it's, even though I can afford other things, right? And I do have the other things because I'm fortunate enough to, I'm smart enough to keep some of the stuff, but that has come through my hands over the years. But the reality is that, you know, the one piece of electronics I buy for myself on a pretty predictable basis is I buy a new iPhone. And the reason why is because I use it, right? I use it for, well, a lot of stuff, right? I mean, I'm sitting in my car recording this podcast right now on my iPhone. And I use it to, you know, to do business. I use it to take pictures of my kids and all the food that I eat on Instagram. And I do some other stuff, but I also occasionally do real things with it because it's the thing I have with me. If I need to, take care of some internet facing thing, I do it. And for me, right, it's what I happen to have on me at the time, and it's just more convenient to do that than to get up, go to my computer and do stuff, or because I'm out and about, that's the only way I have it. Now, for people that don't necessarily have a lot of money, right, you know, there's a lot of things they could buy, and if you look at the modern smartphone, even a mid-range smartphone, you can buy a decent smartphone for a couple hundred dollars. It doesn't have to be an iPhone, of course. It could be, there's lots of Android devices, and the reality is that the modern smartphone is a supercomputer and can do quite a lot of stuff. And, you know, you've got pretty good internet connectivity everywhere, either with Wi-Fi or the mobile operators. For some people, it is their computing device. It's their only computing device. I mean, if you don't have a lot of money, it's kind of hard to go wrong with a smartphone purchase. There's also an article I saw that about 10% of Americans are getting their internet from their wireless operator only, right? They don't have a landline internet. I mean, if you start thinking about what it costs for your landline internet and a computer and all the other stuff that goes with it, and you look at, a $200 or $300 smartphone, $40 a month from your operator, or from $50 or whatever, you kind of go, okay, well, if I had to pair all the way back, right? I mean, I could probably do quite a lot with a smartphone. And in fact, for myself, I haven't bought a computer for myself, and I can't even remember the last time I bought a computer for myself. Now, granted, the industry I work in, I get laptops every few years for work or whatever, and I tend to keep a lot of the stuff that's come into my clutches over the years. But the reality is that the older stuff works fine for me, for the things I need a computer for. But I could do quite a lot for my smartphone, and I figure if I had to, right, I probably could do quite a lot for my smartphone, and people that don't have less means than I do, that might be their only choice realistically. So I know some people that are in that particular scenario, and yes, they use their smartphone a lot as a result, because trying to, a lot of computers have come down in price as well, but all the infrastructure you need to support that is perhaps more expensive than the computer itself. I mean, again, think about your landline internet, right? I know what Comcast charges, and you pretty much have to have landline internet because you probably can't tether on your phone for as much data as you'd need. So I think if you're thinking about if you don't have a lot of money, a smartphone's a good purchase. Because it can do quite a lot of things. Now, granted, it's not for everybody, and there are some things that are challenging to do on a smartphone. But even government organizations and sites are getting easier to use on a mobile device because they realize that that's how people are using services and stuff. So, I know there you can certainly do a lot of stuff. You can go onto a lot of websites and you know, fill out whatever, apply for jobs and do all kinds of things. I mean, I've certainly done my share of business just using my mobile device, and again, if I didn't have the means, I'd probably pick a smartphone first because of the ubiquitous connectivity and the fact that it can do quite a lot of stuff. And some stuff it might not do as well as if I had a desktop computer, but that's what I would prioritize in that situation. And so to think that it's a luxury good, I think it's a necessity. Just because, you know, again, if you're just looking at value for money, right? It's hard to go wrong with a smartphone and a plan with an operator. And even, the prices are coming down these days too. So, to say it's a luxury good and that you can do without that, I'm sorry, that's not the case. And I think that's kind of tone deaf to say that. And again, not all smartphones are iPhone priced, right? And they certainly don't need to be. Again, you can get a decent smartphone for $200-$300, and they seem to be, and obviously as the smartphones get, the high end smartphones get more and more capable, the low end smartphones get more and more capable too, because that technology just kind of rolls downhill and becomes cheaper to make and mass produce and so forth. And so it's just ridiculous to me that people think that it's a luxury good. And yeah, okay, the high end iPhone or the high, with max storage or the high end Samsung Galaxy, whatever is, those are perhaps a little bit more pricey, but you get a lot of the same functionality for something cheaper, if you had to. And I think you can. So I don't see it as the luxury good that certain senators have said. They probably need to do more to make healthcare more affordable and all that stuff. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.